Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 4, Chapter 3, Page 32. I don't know where the money is. Listen.
Where is the money?
I don't know where the money is.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In your answers, use I don't know. We'll begin. 1.
Where are my keys?
2.
What was his license number?
I don't know what his license number was.
3.
What are they arguing about?
I don't know what they're arguing about.
4.
When will the train arrive?
I don't know when the train will arrive.
5.
Who should I call?
I don't know who you should call.
6.
Who was the 11th President of the United States?
I don't know who the 11th President of the United States was.
7.
How long have Mr. and Mrs. Appleton been married?
I don't know how long Mr. and Mrs. Appleton have been married. 8.
How long has Alan been working here?
I don't know how long Alan has been working here.
9.
When is Santa Claus going to come?
I don't know when Santa Claus is going to come.
33. I don't know what he looks like. Listen.
What does the bank robber look like?
I don't know what he looks like.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In your answers, use I don't know. We'll begin. 1.
Where did you buy your winter coat?
I don't know where I bought my winter coat.
2.
How much do eggs cost this week?
I don't know how much eggs cost this week.
3.
How often does the ice cream truck come by?
I don't know how often the ice cream truck comes by.
4.
What time does the movie begin?
I don't know what time the movie begins.
5.
When did Mom and Dad get married?
6. I don't know when Mom and Dad got married.
6.
What did we do in English class yesterday?
I don't know what we did in English class yesterday.
7.
Why do young people like such loud music?
I don't know why young people like such loud music.
8.
When did you decide to become a teacher?
I don't know when I decided to become a teacher. 9.
How much does a haircut cost these days?
I don't know how much a haircut costs these days.
34. Do you know what time the concert begins? Listen to the first model.
Do you know what time the concert begins?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask the man at the box office. He can tell you what time the concert begins.
Listen to the second model.
Can you tell me how long I've been here?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask your nurse. She can tell you how long you've been here.
Do exercises 1 through 11. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Do you know when the plane to Chicago leaves?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask the ticket agent. He can tell you when the plane to Chicago leaves.
2. We'll begin.
Do you by any chance know whose dog this is?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask the people next door. They can tell you whose dog this is.
3. We'll begin.
Could you please tell me what today's homework assignment is?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask the teacher. She can tell you what today's homework assignment is.
4. We'll begin.
Do you by any chance know how much this TV costs?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should talk to the salesman. He can tell you how much this TV costs.
5. We'll begin.
Can you tell me when my car will be ready?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should check with a mechanic. He can tell you when your car will be ready.
6. You begin.
Do you know how Doris broke her leg?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should call her friend Patty. She can tell you how Doris broke her leg.
7. You begin.
Can you tell me when the First World War began?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask your older brother. He can tell you when the First World War began.
8. You begin.
Do you know where my mother went?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask that police officer over there. He can tell you where your mother went.
9. You begin.
Do you have any idea how long Mr. and Mrs. Lane have been living here?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should call the superintendent. He can tell you how long Mr. and Mrs. Lane have been living here. 10. You begin.
Do you know why Roger left work early today?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask his supervisor. He can tell you why Roger left work early today.
11. You begin.
Do you by any chance know why I was fired?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask the boss. She can tell you why you were fired.
36. Rosemary Smith was robbed. Listen. Rosemary Smith was robbed about an hour ago while she was walking home from work. She's at the police station now, and she's having a lot of trouble giving the police information. She knows that a man robbed her about an hour ago, but she simply can't remember any of the details. She has forgotten how tall the man was. She isn't sure how heavy he was. She can't remember what color hair he had. She has no idea what color eyes he had. She doesn't remember what he was wearing. She doesn't know what kind of car he was driving. She can't remember what color the car was. She has no idea what the license number was. And she doesn't even know how much money was taken. Poor Rosemary. The police want to help her, but she can't remember any of the details. 37. A surprise quiz. Listen. Mrs. Murphy is giving her students a surprise history quiz today, and Jeffrey isn't very happy about it. He has been absent for the past several days, and he's having a lot of trouble answering the questions. He doesn't know who the 19th president of the United States was. He isn't sure when the Civil War ended. He doesn't remember when California became a state. He has forgotten where George Washington was born. He can't remember how many people signed the Declaration of Independence. He doesn't know where Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. He has forgotten why Washington, D.C. was chosen as the capital. And he has no idea what Alexander Graham Bell invented. Jeffrey is very upset. He's sure he's going to fail Mrs. Murphy's surprise history quiz. 38. Do you know if honey is bad for my teeth? Listen to the first model. Do you know if honey is bad for my teeth?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask your dentist? He can tell you if honey is bad for your teeth.
Listen again. Do you know whether honey is bad for my teeth?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask your dentist? He can tell you whether honey is bad for your teeth.
Listen to the second model.
Can you tell me if anybody here found a black wallet?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the manager? She can tell you if anybody here found a black wallet.
Listen again.
Can you tell me whether anybody here found a black wallet?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the manager? She can tell you whether anybody here found a black wallet.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 5, use if. 1. We'll begin.
Can you tell me if I have the flu?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask Dr. Bell? She can tell you if you have the flu.
2. We'll begin.
Do you know if we're almost there?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you speak to the stewardess? She can tell you if we're almost there.
3. You begin.
Could you possibly tell me if the 2 o'clock train will arrive on time?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you check with the ticket agent? She can tell you if the 2 o'clock train will arrive on time.
4. You begin.
Do you by any chance know if there's going to be an English exam tomorrow?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask Mr. Parker? He can tell you if there's going to be an English exam tomorrow.
5. You begin.
Could you please tell me if this bus goes all the way to the football stadium?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the bus driver? He can tell you if this bus goes all the way to the football stadium.
In exercises 6 through 9, use whether. 6. We'll begin. Can you tell me whether talking is allowed in the library?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the librarian? She can tell you whether talking is allowed in the library.
7. We'll begin.
Do you know whether Beethoven was really deaf?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the music teacher? She can tell you whether Beethoven was really deaf.
8. You begin. Do you know whether the people in apartment 3 have moved out yet?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you call Mr. Hooper, the landlord? He can tell you whether the people in apartment 3 have moved out yet.
9. You begin.
Can you tell me whether a man with a gun just ran by here?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask those people over there? They can tell you whether a man with a gun just ran by here.
page 40. At the Midtown Medical Clinic. Listen. It's a busy afternoon at the Midtown Medical Clinic. Lots of people are sitting in the waiting room and thinking about the questions they're going to ask the doctor. Frank wants to know if he broke his arm. Mrs. Wilkins needs to know if she has lost too much weight. Arnold wants to find out whether he should go on a diet. Mrs. Parker is wondering whether her children have the measles. Dan is hoping to find out if he'll be able to play in the soccer match next week. Linda is going to ask the doctor whether she has to have her tonsils taken out. Edward expects to find out whether he needs glasses. And Vicky is anxious to know if she's pregnant. Everybody is waiting patiently, but they hope they don't have to wait too long. They're all anxious to hear the answers to their questions. Page 40. Listening. Listen and choose where the conversation is taking place. 1.
Do you know how much longer I'll have to stay here?
Just a few more days.
Oh, good.
2.
Can you tell me why I was fired?
Yes. Everybody in your department was laid off.
Oh, I see. 3.
Who knows how their lungs work?
I do.
Please tell us.
4. Do you by any chance know whether we'll be arriving soon?
Yes. We'll be arriving in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
5.
Could you please tell me if this book is on sale?
Yes, it is.
End of chapter 3. Side by Side, 2nd edition, Book 4, Chapter 4, page 46. He should have spoken louder. Listen.
Did Richard speak loud enough in the school play last night?
No, he didn't. He should have spoken louder.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Did Bob drive carefully enough during his driving test?
No, he didn't. He should have driven more carefully.
2.
Did Lucy study hard enough for the social studies quiz?
No, she didn't. She should have studied harder.
3.
Did Theodore practice long enough for his piano lesson?
No, he didn't. He should have practiced longer.
4.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Gleason get to the airport early enough?
No, they didn't. They should have gotten to the airport earlier.
5.
Did Andrew write legibly enough on his English exam?
No, he didn't. He should have written more legibly.
6.
Did Harriet take her chocolate cake out of the oven soon enough?
No, she didn't. She should have taken her chocolate cake out of the oven sooner.
7.
Did Sally speak confidently enough at her job interview?
No, she didn't. She should have spoken more confidently.
8.
Did Mr. Johnson dress comfortably enough for his first yoga class?
No, he didn't. He should have dressed more comfortably.
Page 47. They didn't do as well as they should have. Listen.
Gloria didn't do as well as she should have at a job interview today. She didn't get the job, and she realizes now that she should have done a few things differently. She should have spoken more confidently. She should have told more about her previous experience. And she probably should have worn more conservative clothes. In addition, she shouldn't have arrived late for the interview. She shouldn't have smoked in the interviewer's office. And she definitely shouldn't have asked so many questions about vacations and sick days. Gloria will certainly do things differently the next time she has a job interview. Arthur didn't do as well as he should have at a tennis tournament yesterday. He didn't win, and he realizes now that he should have done a few things differently. He should have practiced more during the week. He should have done more warm-up exercises before the tournament, and he probably should have gotten a good night's sleep the night before. Furthermore, he shouldn't have used his old tennis racket. He shouldn't have eaten such a large breakfast that morning. And he definitely shouldn't have gone out dancing with his friends the night before. Arthur will certainly do a few things differently the next time he plays in a tennis tournament.
Page 48. Listening. Listen and choose the best answer based on the conversation you hear. 1.
I couldn't hear a word he said.
I couldn't either.
2.
By the time we got to the party, everyone had left.
That's too bad. 3.
I just interviewed a young man for the bookkeeper's position.
What did you think of him?
Well, he was very shy and quiet, and he was wearing a t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers.
4.
I smell smoke.
Oh no, the cookies are burning.
5.
I was so tired last night that I slept 12 hours and was late for work this morning.
Oh, I hope the boss wasn't angry.
No, he wasn't.
6.
Could you tell me how I did on the exam?
Not very well, Richard. Page 49. He must have overslept. Listen.
Mr. Jones came to work late today.
I'm really surprised to hear that. He never comes to work late.
I know. He must have overslept.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. 1.
Sherman went to the doctor yesterday.
I'm really surprised to hear that. He never goes to the doctor.
I know. He must have felt very bad.
2.
Beverly yelled at me today.
I'm really surprised to hear that. She never yells at you.
I know. She must have been upset.
3. Peter made a lot of mistakes in his homework.
I'm really surprised to hear that. He never makes a lot of mistakes in his homework.
I know. He must have had trouble with the lesson. 4.
Mr. Crabapple smiled at his employees this morning.
I'm really surprised to hear that. He never smiles at his employees.
I know. He must have been in a very good mood.
5. Judy refused to eat her dinner last night.
I'm really surprised to hear that. She never refuses to eat her dinner.
I know. She must have eaten too many cookies after school.
6.
Maria missed English class all last week.
I'm really surprised to hear that. She never misses English class.
I know. She must have been very sick.
7.
You talked in your sleep last night.
I'm really surprised to hear that. I never talk in my sleep.
I know. You must have had a bad dream.
8.
Walter was in a terrible mood today.
I'm really surprised to hear that. He's never in a terrible mood.
I know. He must have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed.
Page 50. I'm a little concerned. Listen to the first model.
John looks tired. He must have swum 50 laps today.
I'm not so sure. He might have swum 50 laps. But that doesn't usually make him so tired.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea.
Listen again.
John looks tired. He must have swum 50 laps today.
I'm not so sure. He may have swum 50 laps, but that doesn't usually make him so tired.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea.
Listen to the second model.
Barbara looks upset. She must have failed an exam today.
I'm not so sure. She might have failed an exam, but that doesn't usually make her so upset.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
Listen again.
Barbara looks upset. She must have failed an exam today.
I'm not so sure. She may have failed an exam, but that doesn't usually make her so upset.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 4, use might have. We'll begin. 1.
Fred looks tired. He must have worked overtime today.
I'm not so sure. He might have worked overtime, but that doesn't usually make him so tired.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea.
2. Peggy looks exhausted. She must have jogged a little too much today.
I'm not so sure. She might have jogged a little too much, but that doesn't usually make her so exhausted.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
3.
Wayne looks upset. He must have had an argument with the boss today.
I'm not so sure. He might have had an argument with the boss, but that doesn't usually make him so upset.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea. 4.
Senator Johnson looks tired. He must have shaken a lot of hands today.
I'm not so sure. He might have shaken a lot of hands, but that doesn't usually make him so tired.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea.
In exercises 5 through 8, use may have. We'll begin. 5.
Roger looks upset. He must have had a fight with his girlfriend today.
I'm not so sure. He may have had a fight with his girlfriend, but that doesn't usually make him so upset.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with him.
That's a good idea.
6.
Our English teacher looks angry. She must have found a lot of mistakes in our homework today.
I'm not so sure. She may have found a lot of mistakes in our homework, but that doesn't usually make her so angry.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
7. Martha looks jittery. She must have drunk too much coffee today.
I'm not so sure. She may have drunk too much coffee, but that doesn't usually make her so jittery.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
8.
Our cat looks scared. She must have been chased by the dog across the street today.
I'm not so sure. She may have been chased by the dog across the street, but that doesn't usually make her so scared.
I'm a little concerned. Maybe we should talk with her.
That's a good idea.
52. He could have broken his back. Listen.
You won't believe what George did yesterday.
What did he do?
He moved his piano by himself.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He could have broken his back.
Listen again.
You won't believe what George did yesterday.
What did he do?
He moved his piano by himself.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He might have broken his back.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. In exercises 1 through 4, use could have. You begin. 1.
You won't believe what Bob did yesterday.
What did he do?
He went hiking by himself in the mountains.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He could have gotten lost.
2.
You won't believe what Susan did yesterday.
What did she do?
She ate all the ice cream in the refrigerator.
You're kidding. She shouldn't have done that.
Of course she shouldn't have. She could have gotten sick.
3.
You won't believe what Alice did yesterday.
What did she do?
She went skating on the town pond.
You're kidding. She shouldn't have done that.
Of course she shouldn't have. She could have fallen through the ice.
4.
You won't believe what Timmy did yesterday.
What did he do?
He played baseball in the rain.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He could have caught a bad cold.
In exercises 5 through 8, use might have. 5.
You won't believe what Jennifer did yesterday.
What did she do?
She rode her bicycle downtown during rush hour.
You are kidding. She shouldn't have done that.
Of course she shouldn't have. She might have gotten hurt.
6.
You won't believe what Tony did yesterday.
What did he do?
He swam to the other side of the lake.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He might have drowned.
7.
You won't believe what Mr. and Mrs. Smith did yesterday.
What did they do?
They tried to fix their TV by themselves.
You are kidding. They shouldn't have done that.
Of course they shouldn't have. They might have been electrocuted.
8.
You won't believe what Michael did yesterday.
What did he do?
He shouted at the boss.
You're kidding. He shouldn't have done that.
Of course he shouldn't have. He might have gotten fired.
54. I owe you an apology. Listen.
You know, I owe you an apology.
What for?
You must have been very angry with me yesterday.
I don't understand. Why should I have been angry with you?
Don't you remember? We had planned to see a movie yesterday, but I completely forgot.
Don't worry about it. Actually, I owe you an apology.
You do? Why?
I couldn't have seen a movie with you anyway. I had to take care of my little sister yesterday, and I completely forgot to tell you.
That's okay. Maybe we can see a movie sometime soon.
Do exercises 1 and 2. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
You know, I owe you an apology.
What for?
You must have been very angry with me yesterday.
I don't understand. Why should I have been angry with you?
Don't you remember? We had planned to go to the mall yesterday, but I completely forgot.
Don't worry about it. Actually, I owe you an apology.
You do? Why?
I couldn't have gone to the mall with you anyway. I had to go to the doctor yesterday, and I completely forgot to tell you.
That's okay. Maybe we can go to the mall sometime soon.
2.
You know, I owe you an apology.
What for?
You must have been very angry with me yesterday.
I don't understand. Why should I have been angry with you?
Don't you remember? We had planned to have lunch yesterday, but I completely forgot.
Don't worry about it. Actually, I owe you an apology.
You do? Why?
I couldn't have had lunch with you anyway. I had to go to an important meeting yesterday, and I completely forgot to tell you.
That's okay. Maybe we can have lunch sometime soon.
Page 56. Lucky people. Listen. Gary must have been daydreaming while he was driving to work yesterday. He drove through a red light at the busiest intersection in town. Fortunately, he didn't hit anybody. Gary was pretty lucky. He could have caused a terrible accident. Mrs. Chen must have been very scared yesterday. There was a big, mean dog outside while she was putting out the garbage. Fortunately, the dog was chained to a fence. Mrs. Chen was pretty lucky. She might have been bitten. Howard must have been extremely irritable yesterday. He got into a big argument with his supervisor over something very unimportant. Fortunately, his supervisor didn't get angry. Howard was very lucky. He could have gotten fired. Mrs. Wilson must have been feeling very brave this morning. She refused to hand over her purse to a man who was trying to mug her. Fortunately, he got scared and ran away. Mrs. Wilson was very lucky. She might have gotten hurt, or even killed. Mr. and Mrs. Carson must have been having a lot of financial problems last year. They were never able to pay their rent on time. Fortunately, their landlord was very understanding. Mr. and Mrs. Carson were pretty lucky. They could have been evicted. Irwin must have been very lonely last night. He spent the entire evening making long-distance phone calls to his friends all over the country. Fortunately, most of his friends weren't home. Irwin was pretty lucky. He could have run up quite a big phone bill this month. Page 57. George didn't come to English class. Listen.
George didn't come to his English class yesterday evening, and all the students in the class are wondering why. Natasha thinks he might have gotten sick. Henry thinks he might have had a doctor's appointment. Mr. and Mrs. Ramirez think that one of George's children may have been sick. Nicole thinks he may have had to work overtime. Mr. and Mrs. Sato think he might have gone to the airport to meet his relatives who are arriving from overseas. And Maria thinks he may have decided to study in another school. All the students are curious about why George didn't come to English class yesterday evening, and they're a little concerned.
End of chapter 4.